Leadership isn't about grand theories or natural talent, it's about habits. When Laura, an experienced ER nurse, kept getting passed over for management positions, she discovered her problem wasn't knowledge, but behavior. Years of workplace stress had turned her into someone argumentative and difficult to work with. Her breakthrough came through simple 5-minute daily exercises focused on building leadership habits. By practicing open-ended questions daily, Laura transformed her relationships and secured her promotion. This practical approach, focusing on small, consistent behaviors rather than abstract concepts, forms the foundation of the leader habit. Leadership skills are mostly learned, 70%, not genetic. By transforming conscious efforts into automatic responses through deliberate practice, exceptional leadership eventually feels effortless. Nearly half of our everyday behaviors occur automatically without conscious awareness. This unbearable automaticity exists because our brains have limited processing capacity, only about 110 bits of information per second. Simple tasks like understanding speech consume 60 bits per second, forcing our brains to automate many behaviors to function efficiently. When a manager consistently responds to employee questions with sarcasm, or when another habitually asks thoughtful follow-up questions, neither is making a conscious choice in the moment. They're executing ingrained habits developed over time. Consider what happened during Asiana Airlines Flight 214's crash landing. As the Boeing 777 hit a seawall and caught fire, cabin manager Lee Yoon-hae performed emergency procedures automatically. "I wasn't really thinking, but my body started carrying out the steps needed for an evacuation," she explained later. Her habit-driven actions helped save 305 of the 307 passengers aboard. This is why leadership development must focus on creating automatic responses through deliberate practice. A habit is an automatic response to a cue, formed through repeated pairing until the behavior becomes automatic. The habit cycle consists of cue, behavior, reward, with simple behaviors becoming habits faster than complex ones. Breaking down complex tasks into smaller chunks accelerates learning, as demonstrated by submarine navigation studies. Research shows habits typically require 66 days to become automatic, not the commonly cited 21 days. Effective cues must be naturally embedded, concrete, and obvious. Event-based cues prove most effective, which is why the leader habit formula anchors exercises to specific triggers. 6 fundamental personality traits, COCO plus R, curious, organized, caring, outgoing, ambitious, and resilient, shape behavioral tendencies. Leaders strong in curiosity excel as strategists, while those high in organization excel at planning and execution. Since daily motivation fluctuates, the leader habit formula uses simple, 5-minute exercises that accommodate busy schedules. Aligning leadership practices with natural tendencies ensures exercises feel rewarding rather than depleting. When Sabrina trained her golden retriever Max to clean up his toys, she used chaining, breaking down complex behaviors into sequential exercises. This same principle applies to leadership development through the leader habit formula, which breaks down leadership skills into specific microbehaviors developed through targeted practice. Consider John, a manager whose promotion was hindered by his authoritarian style. By practicing a simple 5-minute daily exercise, asking, "What makes you concerned about this?" when others expressed concerns, he transformed his leadership approach within 2 months. This single practice became his keystone habit, catalyzing improvements across multiple leadership skills. Keystone habits accelerate development by increasing self-efficacy, our belief in our ability to succeed. The 5-minute exercise approach succeeds because it makes tasks feel manageable, creating small wins that build confidence. Like pizza delivery drivers who, after adopting seatbelt habits, naturally began using turn signals more frequently, simple practices can trigger cascading positive changes across multiple leadership behaviors. Task-oriented leadership skills focus on keeping teams on track, driving performance, and achieving goals through structure, planning, delegation, and progress monitoring. Managing priorities requires identifying critical tasks, creating realistic time estimates, and establishing logical rationales for task importance. Leaders must break down projects into actionable items and prioritize based on impact. Planning and organizing involves determining resources and creating clear project plans with specific assignments and timelines. Effective delegation matches tasks to team members' skills and interests while providing clear parameters. Creating urgency means setting ambitious yet achievable goals with specific deadlines and maintaining pressure to meet them. Leaders must consistently reinforce the importance of timely completion. Problem solving encompasses analyzing information, evaluating solutions, making informed decisions, and maintaining customer focus. This requires integrating data, considering multiple approaches, and understanding core issues. Leading change involves driving organizational transformation through vision selling, innovation, and risk management. Success often depends on these task-oriented habits that create clarity and maintain momentum. People-oriented leadership skills focus on engagement, motivation, and relationship building. These leaders demonstrate charisma and foster others' development. Persuasion and influence skills motivate people toward organizational goals by affecting thinking and behavior, managing change, and creating win-win solutions. Growing people in teams involves empowerment through delegated authority, mentoring through feedback and planning, and building team cohesion by aligning team missions with organizational strategy. Interpersonal skills include building strategic relationships, showing genuine concern, active listening, clear communication, and using stories and metaphors to make messages memorable. Research across 231 studies showed people-oriented leadership produced higher team productivity than task-oriented approaches and was uniquely effective at fostering team learning. The most successful leaders combined both styles, achieving results while developing people. When leaders demonstrate genuine care, followers respond with trust and dedication, creating a culture of mutual respect that drives performance. Strong relationships are essential for motivation and strategic partnerships. Effective leaders make others feel valued while maintaining high standards. The most effective leaders develop skills across both task-oriented and people-oriented dimensions. Task-oriented skills keep projects on track, while people-oriented skills drive engagement and motivation for sustained performance. Neither dimension alone suffices. Leaders who excel only at tasks may achieve short-term results but face turnover and burnout. Those focused solely on relationships may create pleasant environments that lack productivity and direction. The leader habit formula helps develop both dimensions through targeted practice. By identifying natural strengths and practicing complementary skills, leaders can build a comprehensive toolkit that adapts to various situations. Different contexts require different leadership emphasis. Crisis situations often need directive, task-oriented approaches, while team development benefits from collaborative, people-oriented styles. Versatile leaders shift between these approaches as needed. The Leader Habit Formula offers a practical approach to developing leadership skills through deliberate practice. Like physical training targets specific muscles, leadership development requires focused exercises for specific skills. The key is finding the sweet spot between growth opportunities and your natural abilities. Start with one leader habit exercise rather than creating an elaborate development plan. This initial practice can set the tone for your entire leadership journey. Building your first keystone habit creates momentum for further growth. Remember that leadership skills improve through practice, not just reading. The Leader Habit Formula requires only minutes of daily practice to transform behaviors into habits. Choose one small leadership behavior to practice daily. This simple step could begin your leadership transformation.